Hello, douche waffles, and welcome to the Round 5 contest recording. With me in the studio this evening is goddammit Matchstick, who's here to listen in on me yelling or speaking, whichever you prefer. So it's time to go to the epic word file, through which I will now read my random comments of the day. First, I will start with TLM. I didn't find this piece as powerful as your last. I think you have gotten a little carried away with the haiku form and forced your line breaks to make the syllable count match, when you could have just altered the count to a different form. And I probably would have appreciated that more anyway, as it's somewhat creative as opposed to forcing random shit breaks that do nothing. The other devastating impact of this is that one of your lines carried practically no purpose at all. On the other hand, when you ignore all of that counting math crap and read the piece as one whole entity, I believe this carries significant weight. It not only is deeply personal to your own life, but portrayed it well. I think you flirted the cliched drug addict barrier, but came out on top due to the injection of things that deal with the care, and not just the jittery fucking mess associated with shitty drug use. I think it's sad that I laugh at that, but okay. Anyway, scrolling down through more of the word file. Selby, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. I could have stopped at line 2 and written the rest of your poem my fucking self. Come on, people. Where is the fucking fire and illumination of originality to shine on these final rounds? I'm drowning here. Fucking drowning. One thing that I did like was the flow of this piece. I can certainly see those musical aspects come through. However, your line breaks had no meaning or good placement whatsoever, and the impact you could have had was lost on your word choice. At the end of the day, I felt that you just took random shit sentences and put them together, gave them to me, as opposed to writing actual literature. I feel you could have done much better with this piece. Long story short, cookie cutter submissions may keep you in the game, but they sure as shit won't win it. More scrolling through the word file, random interjection music. Oh, that's sad, I'm still scrolling. I thought it was gonna be perfect. Anyway. Solar, there was a non-zero summation of minor errors in this piece that didn't amount to much of an issue. Mostly they were punctuation shits related to quotations or randomly misplaced commas. Aside from that, I have few complaints. I think the subject matter may have been presented in a non-unique way. I don't want to go as far as saying cliché, but the girly boy, protective sister, misunderstanding parent thing has been done so many fucking times, I couldn't even count them all if I tried to. The big positive for you in this round is that you painted a picture that kept me in it. I didn't look up from this once. I didn't wander off into my own crazy-ass thoughts. I stayed with the work, and that is big, huge, especially this late in the game. I think the biggest pair of issues for you are ironing out those minor problems and developing a really original portrait. Also, there's quite a large difference in quality between your dialogue and narration areas. It may be nice to try to work on that to assure technique balance between those regions. I liked your narration, but when you swapped to dialogue, the weaknesses came out. PKs. This piece turned out to be a lot better than I thought it would be when I copied it into the word file of Doom. I think you chose a powerful subject and delivered it well. However, the originality factor is just fucking non-existent. Anyone could have written this. And there is sufficient probability that these words could be strung together at random. Lord knows I have already come close. To be really blunt, I'm disappointed that this is your piece. You spent an entire motherfucking year building up to these final rounds, and you go into the downward spiral and give me this shit. I know you have real life shit going on. I know it sucks. Moving blows. I'm glad that you're working it out. I'm glad that you got something in, but my disappointment is still there. The time has come for me to lay down the best advice I can. You have been helping out a lot this entire year. You've been taking on a hell of a lot more issues than you probably should. You've been pulling the people along, helping people out, doing all this shit. That's fantastic. Maybe the time to care a little bit more about yourself than everyone else. It's time to lay it down and get your shit in, because I know you can write, and this just makes me a sad panda. And that's really all there is to it. And now, with that said, there are two rounds left, so please, none of you flop on me or give me some lame pussy-ass shit. This is the time to ramp it up and fucking nail it. Clinch it. Clinch the victory. Taste it. Suck the blood from Match's limp dick as he listens to me do this recording. It is the time. It is the time. The time is now. Engage the field and crush all things holy to make your dreams come true. And with that said, get the hell off my motherfucking audio file, you goddamn hippies.